This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Sri Lanka now say there was a specific motive for the Easter morning bombings at hotels and churches that killed more than 320 people. The defense minister there says they were carried out to avenge the deaths of Muslims in attacks at two mosques in New Zealand last month. A right-wing extremist group in New Zealand is charged with the shootings that killed 50 people during the Friday prayers at two mosques in Christchurch. Meanwhile, Sri Lankan authorities believe it was a homegrown jihadist group behind the Easter morning attacks, ISIS is now claiming responsibility for them. Queen Elizabeth will be hosting an official state visit for President Trump and the First Lady when they visit the UK from June 3rd through the 5th. President Trump will also meet with the Prime Minister and will attend a ceremony in France to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simple Wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 424 through 426 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
The Supreme Court's to hear arguments today on a proposed citizenship question on the 2020 census that the Trump administration says is needed to allow federal voting right laws be enforced more effectively. Critics say it will discourage participation by immigrants, and that will hurt states with big immigrant populations. The city of Indianapolis is preparing to host the 148th annual NRA convention there later this week. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are both to be among the speakers.
We also realize and recognize that there are citizens of Indianapolis and central Indiana that don't agree with the city hosting this convention. And we say to them that Indy welcomes all. And when we say that, we have to mean that.
That's the senior vice president of marketing for the city, Chris Gall, speaking on Fox News. A new study about skipping breakfast. Researchers find people who skipped it every day had a nearly 90% higher risk of heart-related death compared to people who ate breakfast daily. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
The State Department confirms Americans have died in the Easter Sunday terrorist attack. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the very latest.
At least four Americans have died in a terrorist attack on Christian churches and two luxury hotels in Sri Lanka. John Miller is a New York City Police Department's Deputy Commissioner of Counterintelligence and Terrorism. He tells CBS This Morning.
What you're looking at is the kind of operation that would take a great deal of organization, a good deal of funding, and more importantly, a fairly large number of people for your average terrorist plot, which increases operational security. How do they run this for so long with so much planning and so many wheels turning
and
without it being found? Exactly, Gail.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.
The U.S. ending exemptions for countries that import oil from Iran. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making the announcement on Monday morning, saying the end of the waivers will mean countries that previously had permission to import Iranian oil will face sanctions if they continue to do so.
We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution. The risks are simply not going to be worth the benefits.
The eight countries granted exemptions in the past were China, India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Turkey, Italy, and Greece. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
We're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Former prosecutor Sidney Powell joins us, author of the book Licensed to Lie. Sidney, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you here. I purposely delayed our conversation because I wanted some of this Mueller stuff to kind of, you know, settle in and for us to get a chance to read the 400-plus pages. I think it's quite interesting that after Hillary Clinton destroyed subpoenaed evidence, emails, cell phone servers, at the time, FBI Director James Comey said there's no basis for obstruction and no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute the Democratic presidential candidate. 2 years later now, with substantially less evidence, Robert Mueller, special counsel, presents what some are describing as a roadmap for impeachment to be conducted by Congress. So what's his point after $30 million of the people's money, not to mention another $30, $35 million of the people's money for related congressional hearings?
Would be funny if they hadn't spent $30 million in 2 years turning the country and the presidency upside down and all the angst and everything else that they've put everybody through over it. It would just be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The double standard is extraordinary. I mean, Hillary Clinton actually destroyed evidence that she knew reflected wrongdoing.
Right.
Here, the president has demonstrated the most transparency of any president in history. He has waived every privilege. Every witness testified hours and hours, however long the special counsel wanted them to. I mean, it's literally been the most transparent administration in history, and nothing was destroyed. Everything was disclosed, and there is absolutely no obstruction of justice. You can tell that by page 9 of the second volume of the report, where they say something to the effect of the potentially relevant statutes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a single statute that applies in this case. The one that comes the closest would be what's called the omnibus statute, but the only two cases that have addressed it in any circumstances even remotely similar to these have held that it doesn't apply to an FBI investigation.
Mm-hmm.
They got nothing.
Yeah, what
absolutely
about the, what about those 10 citations that is made? I mean, it's almost like Mueller wanted to make sure somehow he was still welcome to the Beltway cocktail party. So he had to kind of throw them a bone and give them something to pursue, which some have characterized as the roadmap to impeachment.
Yeah, that's absolute baloney. Those are things that we either knew about that were in the public domain already, that because Mueller's team had leaked them,
mm-hmm.
or they were were protected by attorney-client privilege, like conversations with counsel, or they were protected by executive privilege and the president disclosed them. But there isn't a one of them that amounts to obstruction of justice, even if he'd done it. He had an absolute right to fire Mueller.
Right.
He could have fired Mueller at any time, and even if he'd done that, it would not have been obstruction of justice.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody else would have taken the place. Mueller
exactly.
didn't have an absolute right to right. be special counsel, nor mm-hmm. did Andrew Weissman. All of them could have been replaced, and the investigation would have gone on.
Well, and as you and I discussed before anyway, I mean, the deck was stacked. I mean, look at all these Democratic operatives and Mueller in some sort of shroud of, you know, conservatism, which I thought was a bunch of BS. I think he's about as, you know, close to being a conservative as maybe the Pope is to being a rabbi. It ain't going to happen here. And, you know, there's such a huge contrast there. But and the interest, I mean, I don't blame the president for you and I talked about this. Andrew Weissman, all the other, you know, people, Hillary acolytes that were involved in this investigation. What else were they going to do? I mean, at the very bottom of this whole deal is that they're still shocked. The Democrats are still shocked that President Trump is not in handcuffs and he's in some sort of jail suit and locked up. And this is driving them absolutely bonkers.
Well, they're just delusional. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're literally delusional.
Yeah. But they're convincing everybody that this should be the case. And that, and here it is, you've got the not so intelligent head of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, who insists that, you know, who said earlier, you know, prior to the disclosure of the Mueller report, which was moderately redacted. And this is the other thing people should look at. I mean, this could have been like anything that came out of the Obama administration. There had been so much black ink on it, you couldn't read anything. But this is by comparison, quite modest in redaction, is it not?
Oh, incredibly. I mean, that's another thing I said, too. I'm quoted in an article in a couple of different places saying just the way this report was released has been a model of transparency.
Mm-hmm.
They redacted as far less. In fact, they didn't have to release the report at all. The attorney general could have simply said no charges are forthcoming. No mm-hmm. charges were recommended. And that's another thing. Everybody goes on and on about how, well, this didn't exonerate the president. Well, actually, it does,
mm-hmm.
because the only decision for a prosecutor to make is, is there enough evidence to bring charges? Mueller did not recommend any charges on obstruction of justice whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can only call a statute potentially relevant, you don't have jack squat. So there are no charges available to bring against the president. I don't care what he's alleged in there. And that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. They got nothing.
Right. And Nadler's insistence that, you know, they're going to, you know, look under every stone. He somehow thinks he's going to do a much better job than what these band of attorneys have already done. They're bound and determined to find a pony under this pile of manure that they've shoveled on the people at our own expense. I mean, this is absolutely
incredible.
Well, let
me tell you something. You talk about a gang of people that was determined to find something on the president and then wrote a report as smearing as they could possibly make it. That's what this team did. The only reason they didn't recommend charges was because they absolutely couldn't. They absolutely couldn't. They have nothing. So Nadler isn't going to find it. He doesn't have grand jury subpoena. There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to try to keep the uproar going and keep the smear campaign going through the election and hopefully, you know, get more votes. That's all it's about.
You know, and I said early on, Sydney, that this was really an opportunity for them to generate revenue. And they've generated a lot of revenue off this in whipping up, you know, the Democratic side. And meanwhile, you've got all these candidates talking about unity in this country when it's their party that's doing everything they can, plus tax and license, to disunify us.
Exactly. It's absolutely sick. They are projecting. I mean, I never paid any attention to politics, Bill, for years
mm-hmm.
until I wrote the book. And in the process of seeing what happened when the book came out, I've realized that they are the party of deception, manipulation, and projection. That's all it is.
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Sydney Powell after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Sidney Powell, attorney and author of License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice, senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research, and senior policy advisor for America First. Sidney, after everything is said and done, the bottom line of this whole Mueller report, which the Democrats are not going to let go, I insist that what the Democrats are doing is what Dinesh D'Souza described as holding to the con. This is what he learned when Barack Obama sent him to jail for a minor election offense. Anybody else would have been slapped on the hand, but no, for him, I think 18 months was his sentence.
And anybody else wouldn't have been prosecuted. I know any number of high-powered Democrats in Dallas who do that all the time.
Right, but not Dinesh D'Souza, because clearly he was declared an enemy of Barack Obama, and they went after him full force, and so he spent some time. But in that process, he learned, and he told me, he says, Bill, he says, in jail, you learn what the cons do. The cons hold to the con. He says, and this is what the Democrats do. And to this case, it's clear that they're holding to this like a dog on a bone. They're out to grab every bit of marrow that may be left possibly in it to get the most of this. You know, as was cited before, the Democrats are not going to let a good crisis go to waste because it's a fundraiser for them, amongst other things.
You're exactly right.
So with this report, Sydney, what is it that, you know, as you listen to these talking heads, and I got to tell you, some people that I heretofore may have had a little bit of confidence in and thought, okay, they could give it to us straight. And I'm talking about specifically, you know, the likes of, you know, some Fox News talking heads. I am really disappointed because it seems to me that this is all partisanship, and if nothing else, they're being exposed on the national stage for who they really are. They are far from being conservative.
You're exactly right, and I don't know if you've realized it, but Fox, you know, Murdoch's handed the reins over to his children, and they're extremely liberal, and it's just becoming more and more liberal.
Yeah, I mean, they'll allow Brett Baer to, you know, give the news. They'll allow Fox and Friends to stay a little bit conservative. Prime time is holding pretty steady. But even then, I'm sure there's some bumpers there that Sean Hannity can't cross over, or Laura, or, you know, or Tucker Carlson, for that matter. And if the heat gets up a little bit too much and they start losing too many advertisers, they're going to start cutting bait pretty quick.
It's going to be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one American News and America's Voice may be rising quickly.
Well, you know, all they got to do is make sure they get some budget behind them, and that possibility could happen fairly quick. You're exactly right, because conservatives are feeling more and more abandoned, you know, by Fox. I mean, you know, this is up to now, outside of radio shows like ours, there's not much of a voice or representation, certainly on TV, on mainstream television, for a conservative voice. We've got to wade through all this negativity. I mean, we're still dealing with 90% of the reports coming from the mainstream media being negative about Donald Trump. I mean, you got to go out of your way to come up with that kind of percentage.
Yeah, really. It's a concerted effort. I mean, one of the things we have to remember is that Fusion GPS was paying reporters. Mm-hmm. And also, there's an organization called Penn Quarter that was started by Dianne Feinstein's former chief of staff. And it raised $50 million in less than a week, I think, from Democratic donors to continue to perpetrate the Russia lie after the election.
Mm-hmm.
So who did they pay that $50 million to continue to perpetrate that lie?
Well, I think it's quite rich, especially in light of Mitt Romney getting some headlines here recently with the inappropriate statement, I believe, that he made about the president.
Yeah,
if anything, the president helped validate Mitt Romney when he said back in 08, I believe, when he said to Barack Obama that Russia was our number one enemy. And Obama made a kind of a silly comment that, oh, the Cold War had called and they want their foreign policy. I said 08. I mean, I think it was 2011. I mean, 2011 for the 2012 election. You know, he kind of chastised him and embarrassed him. And now here we are not that long afterwards. And, you know, with Donald Trump and everything, again, exposing everything, gave Mitt Romney more credence. And instead of him saying, thank you very much, Mr. President, he takes a shot at him.
Yeah, I don't know what Romney's problem is, but it's inappropriate and tacky.
Well, Mitt Romney and others have not been chastised and not gone after and been accused of things to the level that Donald Trump has. I mean,
no.
Sometimes I'll tell you, Sydney, I wake up and I think, why does he want to be president? I mean, it's almost like I imagine maybe a part of him, maybe just a little bit of him, will want to just say, you know what, you guys created this mess. I'm leaving here. I got better things to do. I don't need to be.
Yeah, I could play golf every day. Yeah,
exactly.
And fly my own plane wherever I want to go and not deal with all this mess.
Right. And here he is on behalf of the people. He's taken a bullet three ways to Sunday for us to try to get this government back on track and return this constitutional republic back in the hands to the people that it belongs, which is we the people. And of course, you know, you've got these elites. They're not going to take this easy because, you know, they like the incompetence of the government. They've made a ton of money off it, and they're sitting in the nice places in town, going to the right cocktail parties and getting the special parking spaces and everything. And meanwhile, the minions of America continue to work, and we pay for this idiotic, special counsel effort that after everything is all said and done, we get, 400 and some pages of gobbledygook.
Right. I haven't even finished reading it yet.
Well, it's amazing. I got to imagine. Well, like I said, this thing will continue to go on, as you said, through the 2020, and they're going to drag it out for as long as they can continue to do this because, this is what the Democrats do.
Yeah, that's exactly what the plan's been. Mm-hmm. You know, they were hoping for enough for impeachment, but they'll still use it for harassment.
Sydney, are we missing anything on this? Is there anything that you're seeing that reporters and the like are not catching on to right now?
Not that I can think of right now. Like I said, I haven't finished the whole thing, but I had a pretty good idea of it was going to be like this to begin with. In fact, if you look at an article I wrote at SydneyPowell.com before it came out, I pretty well predicted exactly what we're seeing.
Right. Exactly. Well, yeah, you've been on with us many times throughout this ordeal, and here it is. I mean, you broke it down early. It is amazing to me that for all the money that was spent, if we're really interested in, Russian collusion or interference, it would appear that there was more domestic influence on the election than there was from Russia.
And on top of that, if we wanted to stop Russian interference in the election, President Obama should have kicked things into gear because it all happened on his watch.
Yeah.
And he was warned about it.
And
that's another thing the report reflects, is he was warned about it and did nothing. If you really look at it, it makes him look terrible.
Exactly. And why didn't he warn the Trump campaign?
Oh, well, because they made all this up to target the Trump campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole purpose of it. They used it to target the Trump campaign. It provided the perfect cover.
Sydney, I had a FBI expert on with us last week, and he said, Bill, clearly this was an act of sedition and treason worthy of the ultimate consequence, which is death. I mean, that's pretty severe.
It's what people think of as sedition and treason, but I've taken a quick look at the statutes, and they require use of force or violence, so they don't apply in this situation, but there are plenty of other federal statutes that I think will.
Well, do you think anybody goes to jail?
They should. They definitely should. I think Attorney General Barr is determined to get to the bottom of this, and if you're going to restore the rule of law to this country, people are going to have to.
Well, I think people are going to watch and see. It can't be an underling. I mean, it's going to have to be somebody of consequence, which means...
It's going to have to be a lot of people. Yeah. There are at least 50 people that had a big hand in this atrocity.
50 people whose name we all know, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty, but this is where we are right now. Sydney Powell, attorney, author of License to Lie. Sydney, where can I go for more information?
SydneyPowell.com, SydneyPowell, and follow me on Twitter at Sydney Powell, the number one.
Sydney, as always, we appreciate the time and the insight. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. My pleasure.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Sri Lanka now say there was a specific motive for the Easter morning bombings at hotels and churches that killed more than 320 people. The defense minister there says they were carried out to avenge the deaths of Muslims in attacks at two mosques in New Zealand last month. A right-wing extremist group in New Zealand is charged with the shootings that killed 50 people during the Friday prayers at two mosques in Christchurch. Meanwhile, while Sri Lankan authorities believe it was a homegrown jihadist group behind the Easter morning attacks, ISIS is now claiming responsibility for them. Queen Elizabeth will be hosting an official state visit for President Trump and the First Lady when they visit the UK from June 3rd through the 5th. President Trump will also meet with the Prime Minister and will attend a ceremony in France to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And this is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
And independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Hey, we're going to join my good friend, the Cajun Crusher himself, Jeff Cruer. He's live on his broadcast. We're live on ours. We're going to meet up together, and we're talking about how sweet it is to have a real attorney general in place. It is absolutely driving the left bonkers because they had their way with Jeff Sessions. It really left this president quite vulnerable. But sadly, there were some mistakes that are made. But now that we've got a real attorney general, it's just not the same as it was for the left anymore, and they're none too happy about it. Hey, Jeff, are you there with us, buddy?
Welcome back. Jeff Ferrer here.
And okay, here we go. We're matching up here. As you can tell, this is live, his show, my show, and we're trying to get the mother ships all connected here.
With the Bill Martinez.
Here we are, right here. I can hear him right now.
Live and direct to Bill. Hey, Bill, welcome to New Orleans, WDSO, the Ringside Program.
I always love it there. Do we got some beignets for me? Because, now that Lent's over, I can have beignets again, you know?
Yes, indeed. It is always beignet season, Bill.
Yep, exactly. Well, that's what I love, except for Lent when you decide to give that up. Although I did have a Catholic friend who said, what are you doing giving up stuff you like? You're supposed to give up stuff you don't like. I said, well, what does that mean? She goes, well, I hate beets. I gave up beets.
You know, beignets are just part of the tradition down here. Yeah. Can't live without them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, I loved your article about, a real attorney general. Big difference. I mean, Donald Trump, all of a sudden, he's got his wingman back, huh?
Well, you know, it's been a long road. We've had to suffer through all these Obama attorney generals. We've had to suffer through Jeff Sessions, and he was an abomination. And, Bill, I think we've got the guy here. I think Donald Trump chose very wisely.
Well, you know, and what you're suggesting here really goes a lot deeper, and people need to grasp what you're pointing out here, is that Donald Trump, in the 2.5 years that he's been in office, has been surrounded by these old Obama acolytes, the deep state bureaucracy. And he's, you know, I've maintained, Jeff, think about it. This is the most significant on-the-job training experience that you could ever go through. I mean, it's not like you go to college and you say, hey, I'm going to be president of the United States. Okay, well, here, we've got these disciplines that you have to pass and be successful in. No, you're thrown in the deep end of the pool, and then you find out along the way you've got all these antithetical individuals that could care less if 63 million people voted for you. That's nugatorical, man. Let's just get down to the nitty-gritty here, and that is that we run the show, and you can be president and do all the glad handing and go to the cocktail parties if you want, but hey, we're the ones that are pulling the levers here.
Well, you know, you make a great point. I mean, this is a man who came from business, so he had no real political organization. He was really running against the establishment where you had all these people that serve in these positions come from, so he had to staff his administration with people that didn't subscribe to his views. And he had to go through a lot of people that turned out to be disasters and really didn't help promote his agenda. So I think as time has gone on, he's gotten better people. He's made better selections, a better fit with his agenda. And I think we see that now with the Attorney General. We've seen it with, I think, the acting Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, I think has been a real good choice. And it just took time. I mean, he started off with Reince Priebus, who was not exactly a Trumpster.
Right. Well, you know, and the thing is that he still doesn't have his full complement of people. And I remember back in the early days under the Barack Obama regime, you know, the Republicans said, hey, look, these are his guys. You got to let him have his guys, you know, so that he can get his team together. You know, we don't need to be bickering over every selection. But the Democrats have done everything they can to make things so impossible. And it's not just, again, I remind everybody, it's not just against Trump. It's against us that voted for Trump, the 63 million people that said,
no doubt,
hey, he's our guy, right?
That is the whole thing. That's the key point, Bill. This is really an attack against us. The 63 million people that put him in office, our agenda, what we want, and we had the audacity to turn down all the establishment picks and all the ones that the media wanted, and we picked Donald Trump, who they hated, and they haven't forgiven us for that. So they're penalizing us for our selection, and I think Donald Trump's fighting for us. I really do. I think he's standing up for our values and what we voted for in 2016, and we're going to have to do it again, Bill,
right,
to make sure this agenda gets implemented. We're going to have to do it in 2020.
And they still won't be able to figure it out, you know, because they're holding, as Dinesh D'Souza said, he found this out when he went to jail because of the regime of Obama administration for, an election infraction, which anybody else with a D in front of their name would have gotten a slap in the hand or it would have been ignored totally. But for him, he had to spend 18 months in jail. And but he learned this. He said, Bill, I learned this, you know, from the convicts. They never surrender the con. And this is what the Dems do. They're not surrendering the con. I mean, they got this deal with the Mueller report, and they are insistent that there is a pony in the bottom of all that manure somewhere.
I know, and they're going forward. But the good thing about it, my prediction is, as they continue to pursue this, it's going to backfire on them. Even Bernie said it the other day. He worries about pursuing impeachment because when you're doing that, you're not talking about the issues.
And that's right.
You're not talking about problems that the American people want solved. And I think there's a lot of Democrat leaders that are just insistent. They're obsessed. And they continue this to their own detriment, which is, I guess, the silver lining here. We have to go through this total nonsense, but it'll harm the Democrat Party, I think, in the end.
Well, the longer it stays alive, what potentially occurs, and what you're suggesting here, Jeff, and I think brilliantly, is that this thing could come back to bite them unexpectedly. You know, this is kind of like, you remember in the movie The Hunt for Red October, you know, when they preloaded the missiles, and the missile, you know, went for its intended target, missed it, and it came back and it exploded on them. And this is what I think potentially could happen, because all this stuff, I mean, the bottom line is, why would you go through all this? Okay, you don't like Donald Trump. I get it. You don't like Donald Trump. But I think more importantly is they were covering the back ends of the Obama regime, including the president himself, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. All this stuff, eventually, something's going to crack. One of the cons is going to roll over on this deal, and all of a sudden that missile that was intended for Donald Trump and conservatives is going to come right back on their pumpkin heads, and this could be quite revealing.
That goes back to the key role that the Attorney General is going to play here. And he admitted the other day in testimony that there was spying going on of the Trump campaign, and the Democrats went crazy. How could he say that? What were he talking about? Well, he was just speaking the truth, Bill.
Right.
We know that's what was going on. And now, as we get the Inspector General report, maybe Lindsey Graham starts ratcheting up the investigations from his committee, and then we get Bill Barr looking into it from the Justice Department. Maybe we will see the tables finally turn on these people,
mm-hmm.
and these investigators will get investigated, and maybe the Democrats who started this whole thing will have to pay a price for this. Because so far, they've been able to shield themselves, the real wrongdoers,
right.
and put an innocent man through this hell, and that's Donald Trump.
Exactly. You know, it would deserve, it would serve them right, Jeff, for the 2.5 years that they wasted, that they tacked those 2.5 years onto the presidency for this term. Because it's been unfair what they have done. And even in spite of that, look what he's been able to accomplish.
And that, to me, is the amazing thing. All right, so a guy out of nowhere, never run for office before, beats all these establishment politicians, spends half the money that Hillary Clinton, has 95% of the media against him, goes in, has this hoax that is surrounding everything that he's trying to do, and still is able to achieve success and get this economy rolling and turn around this country in a very significant way. I think it is absolutely incredible, which is why now I rank him as my favorite president.
Right.
It used to be Ronald Reagan. I still love Ronald Reagan. But I think what Donald Trump has accomplished is just absolutely amazing, Bill. So I give him a lot of credit.
Well, he's the man for the season in the same way as you cite that Bill Barr is the man for the season. We've got people in the right lanes on behalf of we the people that are going to rectify what the Democrats intended to do to damage this president, to damage the process, this constitutional republic, and to really, truly get this government back on track and to give us a fair shot at truly being great again. And I'm excited about the future for all Americans, Jeff Guerrero.
I am. And I think Bill Barr is going to play a very big role. And who would have thought it? Because initially when he was selected, I was not exactly super excited because he comes from the Bush senior administration.
Exactly. Got to leave it there, buddy. Yeah. We got to go to break. Thank you so much.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, our thanks to the Cajun Crusher, Jeff Carrer, doing his show live. We love to do this every once in a while. It's such good fun. Plus, it reminds me of Louisiana and beignets, as you heard me relate. But, you know, Jeff is brilliant. I mean, his insight in all this, and he's right on in talking about how fortunate we are to have an attorney general in place. As I said, that, you know, the president has a wingman again. And, you know, and with all due respect to Jeff Sessions, I think he was quite possibly naive in thinking that the recusal of himself, you know, and what that would lead to. President Trump understood, you know, immediately what he meant in the game of chess. All of a sudden, it's like you lost your knight. And, you know, and so the knight is off the board and really made it an even more uphill battle for the president, who's been fighting the press and, you know, the resistance of the Democrats and, you know, the well-entrenched bureaucrats, many that were left over from the Obama administration. I mean, what a way to run an organization. I mean, here you are, you know, on behalf of the people. You're doing the best you can. You're laying it out there. You operate on 3 hours of sleep. You're giving your money that you rightfully earned. You're giving that money away. You don't even want any of the people's money. And you got to put up with all this stuff. I mean, how is this fair? And, you know, on the bottom line, after everything is said and done with all the interference, look what he's done. I mean, in terms of the economy, amazing. So, so again, our thanks to Jeff Carrer. Appreciate his time. Also, another administrative note here. For those of you that may have sent me an email because you wanted those free passes, I had free tickets for the movie Breakthrough, by the way, which was number 3 at the box office last weekend. A terrific movie. And if you haven't had a chance to see that, make sure you do. But if you did send me an email because you wanted your name in the hoppa for the tickets, as well as the book written by Jason Noble, who is the pastor that was there with John Smith during the ordeal, the real one, not the actor. And I had a chance to speak with both John and with Jason at NRB here a couple of weeks ago. And well, what terrific people! But his book on Breakthrough, the movie, comes along with this gift pack that is available. All you got to do, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We had a problem with the email address over the weekend. Somehow there was some disturbance in the forest and emails were getting redirected. I don't know where they were going. You know, they could end up in China. And China's not going to be able to help you. They don't have the tickets. We got the tickets. So tickets and a book and the gift pack. So resend it. You don't mind. I apologize to you.
So send it to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You know how it works. Make sure you include your address so we can know where to send the book. The tickets will come to you electronically via your email. And enjoy the movie, okay? Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, is with us right now. We're talking one of our favorite topics every week. We love to be able to talk with Sam. And you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, go to Sam's Corner, and whatever viral videos that we're not, what, you know, is leading the viral verse, you know, Sam's got them noted right there on our site at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this
morning? Hey, doing terrific. Always good to be talking to you. Did you have a good Easter?
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful. You know, got to go to my grandma's and have lots of good food and eat. So we actually ate so much for lunch, we couldn't even eat dinner. So I consider that a pretty good
Well, see, Easter. What happens, you get all these people that, you know, now Lent is over, so now they can have at it. I mean, I thought, I got to tell you, you know, the idea maybe of just having the freedom to do it, because I had given up, you know, bread and pastries and all that. And, you know, and don't you know, you go to church, and what do they serve? Everybody serves donuts. I was in Hawaii. They're serving donuts. Like, why are you serving donuts during Lent? I gave this up, you know. I don't need the temptation. And so I was convinced after Mass I was going to run and, you know, go at least have, you know, three donuts. I still haven't had a donut yet. Maybe because I can, and I, you know, I just, I don't know. I'm not sure what it is, but maybe at your party everybody just said, hey, look at, the fast is over, you know, and let's go deep into lunch and forget about dinner, huh?
I think that could have been something like that going on.
Okay.
I think there was more food that time than we'd ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're with family, and
oh, yeah.
It's just, it was just a really... It was a really wonderful day.
Yeah, we had a good time too. It was really, really neat being around family and friends. So it was a special time. Probably one of the best Lents and best Easters I think I've had in a long time. So really appreciated that. Hey Sam, this first story. Have you ever accidentally, you know, connected with somebody on the phone? You know, Ma Bell and, you know, cell phones and everything. Sometimes we can get weird connections. Have you ever accidentally connected with somebody and then thought, wow, you know, they're a pretty nice person and you know, went so far as to, you know, strike up a relationship or friendship with them?
No, that is never, I've never had the good fortune of that. I have gotten a lot of phone calls, but usually, you know, they end within a few seconds. You just explain who you are, and you maybe get a call back if they do it again by accident. But that's the last you hear from them.
Uh-huh. I've had a couple like that. Only a couple where you connect with somebody by accident. They either call you or you call them, and you know, it was kind of it was interesting. You know, and not that I actually, you know, went beyond that. Like you said, the phone call lasts a short period of time, and you realize you have the wrong person. But in both the cases, the people were very, you know, very kind. And you thought, wow, you know, I wish I really intended to call you. You know, you seem like a nice person, you know?
Yeah.
And, of course, this
yeah,
is what happened. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yes. So what you were saying, Lee, this is what happened to Callie Hall. You know, this is our first story. And this actually began back in October of 2017. She got a phone call from Grandma Margaret, who was actually planning, it's an older woman, and she's planning on calling her grandson Barry. And she was telling him, you know, just come by, I'll hem your pants, just come by anytime. You know how grandmas are.
Right.
They take care of that kind of stuff for you. They give you food, they take care of your sewing, and, you know, so of course Callie realizes right away, this is not for me. This is not a message for me. So
right.
She calls her back and they have a conversation and you know, it ends up that Grandma Margaret, and they just have one digit different whenever when Grandma Margaret's dialing the phone number. So it's very close. And so she accidentally calls back again. Well, what ends up happening is Grandma Margaret keeps calling her, and they just kind of form a friendship. The message began being for Callie instead of just, you know, for, you know, an accidental phone call.
Right, right.
And it went so far as to, like, she's checking on her and finding, you know, saying that she in the phone call and say, love you later. And
oh, wow.
It actually couldn't have come at a better time for Callie because her parents, the month before she started talking to Grandma Margaret, she found out her parents were going to be getting a divorce.
Wow.
So, you know, this came at a really special time in her life, and recently they got to meet for the first time.
Oh.
And so
wouldn't you have loved to be there when that happened?
Well, they do. Well, they have a video of it, and it's just, it's the real, you can just see Grandma Margaret standing on her porch, just, you know, kind of like stomping her feet in joy. And, you know, so Callie and her mom and Grandma Margaret all got to go to lunch together.
Oh, very cool.
Time together. And, you know, you kind of hope for an accidental phone call after seeing this story, hoping that you can find your own.
Yeah, you wish you had an accidental phone call. Yeah. And then you have a grandma to take some clothes to, you know, get them sewn up and repaired and everything, because that's kind of like what grandmas do. We love that. That's great. Hey, this next story is very touching about a school janitor, his 80th birthday. And these kids love this janitor so much that they honor him with this incredible surprise, right?
That's right. Hayes Mayberry. Hayes Mayberry, he's actually 80 years old. He's worked at the same school in Zebulon, Georgia for the past 13 years. And his own kids had actually gone through that school. But the way he looks at it, it's all 800 kids at that school kind of are his kids. And, you know, there are some places where they might take different jobs for granted, and you know, sometimes janitors come in and do the job, and you just appreciate what they do, but you just don't. And not at this school. He's the most loved guy in the school, and so he came in recently, and the kids were lining the hallways to surprise him for his birthday,
and they all had
birthday cards, and you know, they have this beautiful table laid out for him with, you know, balloons, and it's a very fancy looking feast. And you know, I just love to see stuff like that where people really it's amazing the love that certain communities can have for special people there. And
to me the long-term impact, Sam, the long-term impact this has on these young kids. I mean, yes, the school janitor is blessed, but the kids to come together like that and to bless, you know, their school janitor, I mean, boy, I'll tell you, that is a quality. You can't schedule that in a school curriculum. You know, that happens organically and is such a blessing. This next story, we've got a Marine. We got to talk about the Marines, you know, Semper Fi, being former Marine here. This Marine crawling in pain, and this reminds me of an Ironman event that happened with a gal, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago. I'm trying off the top of my head to remember her name, and it escapes me for a minute, because I ended up meeting her about 10 years later. And it was probably the most dramatic television footage you've ever seen. And this was at an Ironman event in Hawaii. In fact, you know, of course, we were just there on the Big Island and had a chance to see up close a little bit of, you know, the roads and area that the Ironman, you know, where they participate. So it's really special. But in this particular case, you got a Marine crawling in pain to the finish line at the Boston Marathon. We got about 40 seconds. Tell us about it.
That's right. Michael Herndon was actually running in honor of two friends and a journalist that he saw killed in front of him whenever he was, you know, when he was serving. And he decided he wanted to run, and this has been a way of him dealing with his PTSD. And his legs locked up during the Boston Marathon, which had been a huge goal on his list, but he finished it. He crawled, and you can see pictures of him crawling across the finish line, and, you know, that's a U.S. Marine for you. You know, they're just the toughest guys, and he obviously had his heart behind it. And
we got to leave it there. Go to Sam's Corner for more details at BillMartinezLive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon Love.